Hezbollah escalated its attacks on Israel, firing rockets into the northern port city of Haifa. Israel quickly retaliated, bombing the crowded suburbs of southern Beirut. Today's attacks followed an emotional speech from the Lebanese prime minister, who called for an immediate United Nations-brokered ceasefire to stop what he called Israeli aggression. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Beirut.
Within hours of the Hezbollah rocket attack on Haifa today, Israeli warplanes began dropping bombs on southern Beirut. Each blast shook the city. Overnight, the Israeli military repeatedly targeted the same southern suburbs of Beirut. In the morning, Lebanese TV showed dazed residents walking down Beirut streets, which were littered with shattered concrete, twisted metal, and broken glass. Israel is demolishing Lebanon's infrastructure. For the first time yesterday, its military struck the ports of Beirut and the northern city of Tripoli, far from the predominantly Shiite Muslim communities, which are traditionally Hezbollah strongholds. Until yesterday, the air and artillery strikes had focused primarily on pummeling southern Beirut and southern Lebanon. They have succeeded in cutting the country in two by destroying the bridges and highways leading south. There is only one small bridge left for cars to get to Sidon, a coastal town normally just a half hour's drive south of the Lebanese capital. In the town itself, the occasional car speeds past on streets that are almost completely deserted. Israel bombed several gas stations here yesterday, killing at least one civilian, and aircraft scattered propaganda leaflets, which locals chased when they fell like confetti from the sky. One man read the Arabic on the leaflet out loud. Cartoons showed Hassan Nasrullah, the leader of Hezbollah, as the head of a serpent, as well as people cowering from a series of explosions, and the caption, "Does Hezbollah protect the country? The country is the victim of Hezbollah." That did not change this man's opinion.
Hezbollah, one good.
Very good.
He sat with a handful of men in a cafe smoking water pipes in Sidon's otherwise deserted port. Each man here said they had a gun at home and they were now itching for a fight.
They wait the moment to fight the Israeli soldiers man to man. They are ready to fight man to man. Without technology, without airplane.
The Lebanese military says on Friday night it fought off some kind of an Israeli landing party which was approaching the Sidon port, but they would not give any details about the incident. In Sidon, not everyone agrees, however, with the Hezbollah-led war against Israel.
It's not a solution. It's not the way.
Abdulrahman El-Baba stands in the empty, unlit El-Baba pastry shop, which is normally jammed with beachgoers on the weekend. He says the leader of Hezbollah made a mistake when he ordered the capture of two Israeli soldiers, which led to this crisis.
He break the rules. And, you know, more than 80% of the Lebanese are not going with the idea. They don't agree, yes, of course.
Hezbollah's supporters tend to be divided along Lebanon's sectarian lines, with Shiite Muslims in favor, while Christians, Druze, and Sunni Muslims express misgivings about the Shiite movement. But all appear united in condemning Israel's attacks, which have killed more than 100 civilians. At Sidon's main hospital, an ambulance worker named Hussein Ali Jubail lies seriously wounded after being caught in an explosion on Friday. He says an Israeli missile strike blew both his legs off at the knees as he was trying to rescue wounded civilians on a bombed bridge. Last night, Lebanese Prime Minister Fouad Siniora made an emotional televised address in which he called his country a disaster zone. The politician who once pushed for the disarmament of Hezbollah's militia condemned what he called Israeli aggression and begged the United Nations to help broker an immediate ceasefire and begin the reconstruction of Lebanon. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Beirut.